And welcome back to the whatever, I forgot the name of the show, my show that I have.
The paperback show?
The paperback show, there we go. Today, as my other guest, I have Corbin. Introduce yourself.
My name is Corbin. How dare you? I'm Americanese. We live on planet Earth. If you're wondering where we live, yeah.
You're not wrong.
It's a good day today. It's Wednesday, my dudes.
It is Wednesday, my dudes. It's Tuesday. My brain is dying. The quarantine is making me forget what day it is.
It's hacks. I almost forgot what day it was, but I was like, you know, what day is it? I gotta remember. It's weird. It's really freaking weird.
Okay, so let's start off with the questions I got. I have, like, how many? Okay, I only have 13. Wow, okay.
Oh, shit.
Let's start this off. First question, what's your opinion on the Sonic movie?
Oh my gosh, I love when people ask that. Okay. So, honestly, I think that this movie is decent. Mm-hmm. For a kid's movie, it's like, okay. And I say, it's shocking how good this is for a kid's movie. Like, there's a lot of things that prove these guys know more than just Sonic goes fast, his enemy's Dr. Eggman, and has a friend named Tails. That's it. They actually did the research. Like, there's old references in the movie, and that's amazing. And especially the ending, it proves, like, oh yeah, these guys know what they're doing in this movie. Mm-hmm. The rest of it's mostly just kid stuff, but yeah, bro. I think it's a really good fan movie, and it's a decent kids movie, but I definitely think that this is helping lift up the curse of video game movies being really bad.
Except
now we gotta wait for the Mario one being made by freaking the people who made the Minions.
Wait, excuse me? Wait, that's a thing? I thought that was like a joke. Jesus Christ, no.
Nah, legit. 2018, Pokemon Detective Pikachu was shown. 2019, Sonic the Movie was shown. End of 2020, possibly getting a trailer for the movie, because it first seemed like it was fake, but nope, there was proof from like Universal Studios and things like that. It's happening. There's gonna be a Mario movie by Illumination.
Why?
That, and I'm really scared because Mario is like no personality, right? He just says Mamma Mia, oh. You know, he saved the princess. What is, well, you know what? Maybe it's perfect because Illumination and Mario both have no personality.
That's awful, but it's not.
Not that I want the farm movie to be bad because I'm a Sonic fan. I'm just saying, bro, like, Illumination, sure, your moves could be on all in CG, but at the same time, you're costing a whole freaking franchise of a movie, dude.
Illumination is just cancerous, like, in general, honestly. I mean,
it's like if Disney put the hands of their movie for Onward in freaking the hands of a YouTuber who makes weird animations. Like, that's how bad it's gonna be. That's probably how bad it's gonna be.
My heart.
Their movies are just eh. I know. It's crazy.
Second question. This is just based on opinion from what I've read from, like, god dang articles, so okay, so second question. Sonic games haven't had that much good of a reputation unless you look back at the oldies in Sonic Mania. But
yeah,
I want your opinion. Do you think that since since the first Sonic movie all the way to the games now, are they still okay?
The first Sonic movie? Do you mean the one in the 1990s?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it really depends. It's almost been going back and forth. Like, it's super weird. But I've also noticed from research, I know this is really stupid, but hear me out. 10th anniversary for Sonic. We had a good game called Sonic Adventure 2. It was really weird at parts, but it was a good game. Mm-hmm. The 15th anniversary, we had a bad game, Sonic 06. 20th anniversary, that's Sonic Generations. It was a fun and very well-handled game. The 25th anniversary, we had a bad game, and it was a year late for both. Sonic Mania was the best game of all time, and Sonic Forces was just a meh game. So now it's the 30th anniversary, it's like, hey, wait a second. Mm-hmm. That, and I'm also going to be depressed if they mess this up, because they just had a movie come out, and, like, all, if you look in stores, there's no Sonic toys at all.
You're not lying.
There's none. Like, they barely make any, but still, there's none now. There used to be tons on shelves. Like, they still had Sonic Boom toys. Making those 2 years ago. That's how weird it is. But yeah, I do think that the Sonic games overall are meh, but still, it's mainly the fandom that's carrying the Sonic stuff and all. Overall, it's like, I don't know. Recently, if you didn't know, then I'll say it now. A couple days ago, Jacksepticeye tweeted on Twitter about voicing Irish the Hedgehog, and Sonic the Hedgehog was like, yeah, we just need to create him first. And then they did the whole video. It's like, oh my gosh, bro.
I don't understand why. I'm confused about that. Like, I'm really confused about that.
What does Nintendo do? Make insanely hyped Smash character reveals? What does Sega do? Oh my
gosh, this doesn't make sense.
I don't think it's a real character. I think it's just sort of the holiday thing as a joke. But I mean, they do legit art and everything, and now there's fan art of the character, and I'm just like, so far it's not weird or anything, but at the same time, I did just see an anime girl version of it. So, yeah, it's weird. Jacksepticeye. Gotta love him.
I mean, seeing him as a hedgehog honestly scares me. Okay, next question. What's your opinion on what's that show called again? Oh yeah, Sonic Boom.
Okay. At first I thought it was cool. Now I think, okay, it's better than the games. It's better than, well, I don't know if it's as good as all the games, but better than Sonic Boom the game, for sure. That's the worst Sonic game of all time. It's terrible.
Wow.
And the show, it's got adult jokes and references every now and there. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. But yeah, if you really look at it, it hasn't had the best reputation. Sonic Boom in general, I think they stopped it. I think they're getting rid of it.
Really?
Because so far, I mean, there was going to be his third season, but then it was canceled. And then they had their third Sonic Boom game for the second one for the 3DS, but third one in general. And that one was better, because they had more time to work on it. Mm-hmm. Which was also why Sonic Boom did terrible on the Wii U. They had like 1 month to work on it. Mm-hmm. Which is weird, but... And then...
Just tip of like a fedora.
I mean, yeah, the show was just...
Like, you're going full on. This is why I knew this interview would be amazing.
I'm just a Sonic fan, so I love freaking answering these questions. I'm just, like, into it, bro.
This is also a weird question I found. I read, like, an article about like, overrated characters in, like, the Sonic universe, and they said that Shadow was the most overrated character. I'm confused.
Okay, yeah. I would have to say that's pretty agreeable.
Really?
Shadow has dialed a little bit down recently. Uh-huh. Like, back in the day where Shadow was introduced, he was gonna be killed. But then he came back in his own game with guns and literally saying the F word and everything.
I remember that.
That's the darkest Sonic has ever gone before, officially.
Goddamn guns.
Frickin' bazooka. Where's that dang fourth Chaos Emerald? You know what I mean.
So now I know that Sonic is overrated. Okay,
Sonic is overrated. I'm gonna just say this. Mario fans, they're not entirely overrating the games, because almost every time they come out amazing. Mm-hmm. They're always at least good. Sonic games, or at least... like... It's like, oh my gosh, I played this as a kid. But then you play the new one, Sayo. Well, I mean, I don't know. That was a little funny. Like, it's just the slightest joke could make some Sonic fans slap super hard. Uh-huh. I'm not saying the Sonic fans are stupid, but you know.
Oh my god.
Like I said before, it's the fan base that's really carrying Sonic nowadays.
Yeah, that's exactly where the next question is. The next question is involving with the fan base. Do you agree that the fan base is a mix between grotesque and kerfuffly?
Good question. I do think that. There's a lot of weird things. As every fan base has, there's its cute sides, there's its cool sides, there's its really weird sides, and then there's just those weird sides like, what the heck is that? Like, you don't even know what's going on anymore. Like, wait, that was part of that?
Mm-hmm.
What? That was fanart of Sonic? I thought that was, like, freaking, like, Tenya Iida from freaking My Hero Academia. What? Like, that's how weird it gets sometimes. So, yeah, I do think the fan base is pretty weird. But at the same time, if you meet someone who's cool, totally like me, and then they're
totally
really
like me,
a big Sonic fan. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's not always the weirdest stuff, but at the same time, there's always a weird thing about Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely been its history. Like, Sonic is probably just about as equally well-known as Mario. But he's not as good of a reputation as Mario.
Well, like, that's
there's
definitely
memes,
agreeable.
There's funny stuff, but then there's this, you know. And then there's those little bits, like in the Sonic movie, where he does the thing twice. He does it twice.
You mean the Fortnite dance?
He does it twice. Yeah, he does it twice.
Jesus,
I'm like, wow. I thought they were just going to do it once, but, you know, had to have one last one at the end.
I hope I get to see Mario doing the floss, because then I'm going to end up crying inside. I want to see Mario doing the floss.
I swear.
I be flossing. Okay, now, next question. I found this very weird thing on, just ignore what I'm saying here, but I found this really weird, I guess, is it a quote? I'm considering it as a quote from Rule 34 of somebody saying, Sonic, you taste like blueberries. Do you agree with this comment?
No. Blueberries. Wow, these are some interesting questions.
I went
these are good
on.
Questions. Tastes like blueberries? That's like saying Goku tastes like what? Friggin' chicken? Iron Man tastes like a penny that you find off the ground, and then you're just a weird little kid and tastes like, mmm, I'm salty.
Mmm, salty.
Weird.
Penny, Jesus Christ. So. But do you think Sonic tastes like blueberries, though?
No. No, if anything, the closest thing you would taste to is either burning electricity or straight-up chili dogs.
Would he taste like chicken, though? Like rotisserie chicken?
At this point, his heart probably would.
That's all I need to know. Okay, next question. What is your favorite cupcake? I just put that in because I don't know why.
What is my favorite cupcake?
What's your favorite cupcake?
Good question. I'm not sure. Probably the FNAF one.
Oh my god, that cupcake! Chica's cupcake! Whatever happened?
Yeah.
I think I have like a small Chica's cupcake somewhere in like my closet. Oh, FNAF.
Oh my gosh, like from those 5-inch figures?
Exactly.
That we used to get? Oh my gosh. They could collect them all and build the springtrap. Yeah, dude. OG days with the masks and everything.
Oh my, I still have my body mask, but I accidentally broke it and it makes it look more creepy now. It looks so demonic.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like it. Next question. Do you think Sonic is a communist?
Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe. I mean, in the memes, he definitely seems like it sometimes. It's like, Sonic says, frick your brother who wants to have their turn on the Xbox. Kill them. Kill them first. Then you'll be laughing at your own joke. I was kidding. But you know, Sonic nowadays, I mean, look how different he acts. Back then he was like, I'm the coolest, I'm fast. And now he's just like, well, Silver, you're really making a hard trash talking you. That's literally something he says.
No. That's just what? just what?
Yeah, Sonic's gone to a path that's undescribable.
He's
in
becoming
so many
a Christian. I bet there's just gonna be. Oh, that's another thing I want to talk about. There is so much Christian art for Sonic that I'm actually confused. Like, there's like Sonic says worship Jesus or some weird quote, and then Jesus wearing a cross necklace. Like, I don't. Why is there so much art of specifically that? Was he like a thick shadow and a thick Sonic making out and saying, worship Jesus. Amen. I mean, I find weird stuff on the internet. I don't understand. Why are Sonic fans obsessed with Christianity?
I don't know. I'm not obsessed like that. Like, holy moly, dude. What you just described with Sonic and Shadow, I have never seen before.
I know.
But it sounds insanely true. Oh. Like, you would easily believe it.
Good.
Because when you go down to the dark side of Sonic, you're going down to the dark side of everything. Sonic's already like gone down to a path. Like I said before, undescribable.
A lot of people like to ship Sonic and Shadow, though, which is very unsettling. The amount of Sonic X Shadow stuff that I've seen is just
awful. Oh my gosh, he is weird in that show. Like, in the games, he was, like, full-on emo, but, like, oh, dang, that's really, oh. And in the show, he's like, you think the door will stop me? And now it's just, like, Goku and Vegeta with Sonic. They're literally shouting each other's names, like, stop! You know, just doing that. They're literally doing that.
Relationships.
Oh my god, the ships in Sonic. Wow.
They go from innocent to like, no, not they're not even innocent at this point.
At this point, they're almost never innocent. Like, it goes down to where Sonic Boom mentions it at least 3 times.
Exactly.
Like, there's literally an episode where there's a creepy fan.
I remember
Sonic
that episode.
Held tied down to a bed. He's like, no, I wasn't moving. I was just reading this Sonic fan fiction. Ooh, Sonic me. Spicy. I was like,
spicy.
Sonic. No, I know you don't like that, but still. No, someone's going to record that and animate that and make it a completely different thing. Sonic, no.
Sonic, no. Oh, next question. There's this weird, I searched up Sonic theories on Google, and there was this one weird theory that did not make sense to me, where the entire Sonic series is basically just an acid trip. Do you agree?
Good question. Very. At this point, it's starting to seem like it is. In one of the more recent games, it actually mentioned hallucinations, and people, like, almost like if they took drugs or something. So they saw something, they felt something, but it never really happened before. Mm-hmm. This thing is called the newest Chaos Emerald thing of all time, the Phantom Ruby. Holy crap. That thing is like Thanos' gauntlet in one. Oh, it's crazy. Like, they made the sun go from the place in space to only a couple miles away from Earth.
Wow.
Jesus. But then they had a song about the sun fading away, like, what? It's right there! What do you mean? Well, you know, it's really freaking weird at this point. Like, you're questioning reality and Sonic Forces. They're just stupid. Because someone was like, oh my god, so you're telling me this entire game was just hallucination? No wonder it was so bad. But yeah.
That's like a nice little
chunky
burn. Ugh. Okay, next question. What's your opinion on Sonic merchandise? Because some people say it's cheeky, but others say there isn't a problem.
For Sonic merchandise? What's my opinion?
Yeah, like, some people think it's cheeky, others think it's just not that big of a deal.
Man, you're asking really good questions, man.
Well, I came prepared. Last time I made an interview,
yeah,
I wasn't prepared.
Prepared.
Last time I made an interview, I was not even prepared at all, so I needed to at least be prepared for this one. Like,
freaking shooting backward on the butt.
My God.
Good job, Aaron Conley draws. Good job.
Oh, thank you. I'm flattered.
I just can't get that out of my head. Like, No, I would just shoot her on the butt. Oh my god. Anyways, on to the question. Yeah, it has gone really weird for the merchandise. Like, it's cool at times, most of the time. But if you look at the screen, you see these bendable Sonic figures that I got? Mm-hmm. There was a Wave 2, and that's pretty neat. But then they did Sonic again. I was like, oh. Just, I mean, yeah, okay. But then the next wave, holy crap. No one expected this. I thought there'd be, okay, how about there's Blaze? Maybe there's Silver. Maybe there's Super Tails or something, you know? No. They did freaking Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, and Shadow all over again. Except this time they're wearing freaking sport jerseys. And they come with a basketball, a volleyball, soccer ball. Like, what?
Sonic,
this
sucker.
Is something you get at a birthday party from Chuck E. Cheese. Like a gift bag. What the heck? From like the 2010s. The early 2010s, bro. That's not Sonic. That's not Sonic. We're not including Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games in this. This is Sonic merch, not Mario and Sonic merch. So yeah, it has gone weird sometimes. Very weird.
So this is a very confusing question about Tails, but so I'm not kidding you, but I've at least seen maybe like 10 images of why Tails has two tails, and they all connect with one similar thing. And I'm sorry for your virgin ears to hear this, but what I'm going to say might give you a seizure. So basically, in every single image I've seen to describe why Tails has two tails, basically they say that Tails has a butt plug.
Oh no. Oh no, I thought you were gonna say that, like, I thought you were gonna say because he has two tails. I'm like, oh, wait a second.
But yeah, they all show that, so I'm very concerned.
Tails! My dude is 8 years old! Tails is 8 years old! Sonic's not even 16, he's 15!
Oh my
Tails
god!
Tails is 8! This dude is like triple digit IQ! Tails! Oh my god, Tails now!
And this is gonna make the next question even worse, because this is not. No.
No, oh, no, Tails.
I'm just gonna tell you the next question because I might as well just get it off my chest. But next question is, from what I've read through articles about Sonic, I found this very weird article. It's tiering. It was more or less like a tier list, and then they explained everything on an article. But it was basically a tier list that explained which Sonic characters were the most fuckable.
Which Sonic characters? What?
Which Sonic characters were the most fuckable?
Rouge.
I mean, you're not wrong. Like, he's pretty thick.
Who else is more of that genre than anyone else? Like, there are literally backstories that you would have never known. Like, Cream is like 6 years old, so not her. And then her mom's like really old, no. And then Amy's like 12 years old. What? And then Blaze is like, I don't know how old she is, like 16? But she's a princess. Oh my gosh, it's just her. Hold on, let me give you a second to be prepared for what I'm about to say.
Okay. I'm learning too much about their ages. This makes the tier list so messed up.
Okay, here we go. Blaze gets embarrassed when she mentions that she's flat. It's a legit backstory arc or character thing. I'm not even kidding. No one would have figured that out. No one would have figured that out unless you looked on the official, like, character backstory arcs for Sonic 06. Silver is meant to be basically Trunks. But yes, basically back to the question that you're asking, Rouge. She literally acts like that in every episode of Sonic X. Then she's got that entire mood throughout Sonic Team Racing. And it gets so weird that at one point she mentions it. Not like easy to notice, but it's like, oh, wait a second. Like, you think about what she said, and I was like, oh, shoot. Oh, Root. What then, the heck?
Corbin, you're not gonna like what I'm going to say then, because on the P on the S is like the S tier, the highest tier. I forgot what the highest tier was. But I know on the highest tier, there's only two characters that were up there, and it was Rouge, but the second one was Tails, so...
Oh! At this point, with that Tail thing, it's possible! Like, it's a fact! If you think about it, Sonic can move his legs extremely fast, right?
Oh god,
Knuckles can move his arms really fast. Rouge can move her wings really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Amy can move her hammer really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So then you think about this. He can't move his plane really fast. He can't make his shoes move really fast. So then what could he go really fast with? And don't even say his IQ. Don't even say that, bro. You think about it. And it's very easily true.
But what is super fast involving with Tails? Is it...
That's exactly why he's S tier. This dude is smart. He knows every way that everything can go out.
Eight.
I know. That's exactly the problem. He's eight.
This isn't. I'm so sorry. I didn't.
Like, he's almost half the age of Sonic. This dude is almost half the age of Sonic the Hedgehog, his best friend.
Oh my god. Then,
like, it's all over the place for Sonic characters. It's just crazy.
Oh my god. Well, after that beautiful moment about figuring out that Tails is both the most fuckable and is also an 8-year-old, Jesus Christ.
And maybe not straight.
Okay, next.
You really have to ask that. Like, it's true though. I mean, if this guy's that smart, there's no way he's as mature as a little kid.
I mean, you're not wrong, but then again, pedophilia.
Yep.
Okay, next question. After that entire facade. Oh my god. Do you have any theories about the Sonic universe?
Sonic universe?
Yeah.
Like just
Sonic in general.
Oh, okay. Any predictions or theories?
Yeah.
Okay. I do have one. I think... I know this is really stupid and geeky at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
For the games, I think they're going to go back to making a remake of Sonic Adventure.
Ooh.
Hear me out. With okay. That Jacksepticeye thing, they had it work just like the cutscenes from Sonic Adventure 2 when they introduced the character.
Okay.
Then recently, in January... They had a picture of Sonic Adventure art being redone.
Oh.
Then they did a Sonic History video with new artwork in the style of Sonic Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hear me out on this.
Okay.
Irish the Hedgehog was done in the Sonic Adventure style, and they did remixes of Sonic Adventure music just this year, last month.
Hmm. I mean... You're probably not wrong, because all of that stuff probably is going to lead up to something in maybe a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, the 30th anniversary being easily the biggest thing for Sonic right now. Like, everyone's talking about the 30th, not the 29th. Frick the 29th, bro.
You know,
like, there's been news all over the place for this next Sonic game, being like, it's going to be big. And last time they did that was Sonic Forces, so I'm hoping it's good this time.
Honestly, my favorite Sonic game is where Sonic goes into the Harry Potter world and tries to grab a ring. I don't know what the fuck. It's an actual game.
Are you talking about
Wii.
Sonic and the Seven Rings?
I think that's it. It's
for the Wii?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Sonic and the Black Knight?
No. I played that game. That game scared me. Not in the sense of scariness, but I cannot play that game. It's so nerve-wracking.
Diego,
yeah.
Look at the screen. Yeah, they made merch for that game.
Why?
They made merch.
The game is so... It's so kerfuffling. It's just... But yeah, my favorite personal Sonic game is where Sonic goes into the Harry Potter world and becomes a... I don't know, fucking wizard. I don't understand... why that exists.
Becomes a wizard.
I think so. Just look up anything involving with Harry Potter and Sonic, and you're gonna see. It's for the Wii. It is cursed. I don't know. I got it. I know, I technically rented it and then returned it, because that's how bad it was. I didn't even want to buy it. I rented it and returned it in the span of, like, at least 2 days. I mean, the game is honestly scary. I'm not going to go near nor... You know, the only Sonic game I've ever enjoyed was this one where Sonic was a werewolf. I think it was Sonic Unleashed.
Oh, yeah, it was Sonic Unleashed.
He was, like, an edgy werewolf. He was just, like, ugh, almost all the time. He also had, like, a very...
His arms were his... Like, he worked like Spider-Man with his arms.
No, he did. I could not finish that game.
It's so weird.
Oh, have I sold that game? I think I sold the game. I don't remember what happened to Sonic Unleashed. I think I still have it. I couldn't beat that game. I couldn't beat any Sonic game because I don't know how to play Sonic games that well.
Yeah, honestly, nowadays, they're just really weird. And the mechanics are almost... insanely weird with Sonic Forces. It's crazy. Like, they forgot how to make Sonic games.
Jesus. I know that the character creation thing is slightly cursed, so that's something to enjoy.
Yeah, that too. Oh my gosh, everyone was like, is that Bubsy? And I was like, no. No, no, no freaking way. Is that Boom Sonic?
Boom.
And I was like, at the time, this is when Boom Sonic was just introduced. Like, there was a 25th anniversary poster showing Classic Sonic, Modern Sonic, and then Boom Sonic. Mm-hmm. How could it not? And it actually was going to be Boom Sonic, but they were like, actually, wait, what if we did this? For this third character, hear me out. For this third character, we made it not just a character. We made it characters. What are you saying, Bob? I'm saying we make it characters. Like, you make your own. They can have their character go alongside Sonic the Hedgehog and an adventure. And this game's gonna be big. Let's do it. I'm just like, you know, it's funny how Dragon Ball did this with their games and it worked awesomely. But then you do it with Sonic and it's just so freaking weird. Especially with the story. Like, they mentioned teamwork in a way where it's like, an old Spider-Man cartoon that was not good.
Teamwork.
It was one of those things.
I don't know if this is an actual Sonic character or not, but this is unrelated from the questions. I think we're almost... No, we're actually done with the questions. I'm just going to ask you, like, two more that I have in my brain. But I keep seeing art and images of, like, a green hawk, and I have no idea who the hell that is.
Wait, have you been seeing it the past week?
Past 3 months...
Okay, past 3 months. Okay. Okay, so there's this thing. Let me just say this first. The character's Jet the Hawk. He's from a racing game, but it's not with cars, it's with hoverboards.
Okay.
This is one they made. One, a good Sonic racing game that wasn't cars, and it wasn't for the Wii. But two, they had one that where it worked for the Xbox Kinect. Like, they had three games for this dude. Yeah, the Xbox Kinect, I know. It's
I
so
love
cool.
The Kinect. Like, have you ever played Harry Potter on the Kinect? It goes from, like, the first movie all the way to the last movie in a snap. It's amazing. You go from Harry Potter to Dumbledore to... I don't even know. I mean, the game is just everywhere.
I have used my friend's Kinect before, and it's pretty weird. I've heard that the Sonic Raiders game for... the Kinect was like, it was fun for the other one, but then the one with that involved the Kinect was like, oh my god, I almost broke my 40-year-old back in this game. I was doing yoga. I was like, jeez, dude, holy. If you gotta do yoga, you gotta be like legit real life Sonic to play this game and be good. Mm-hmm. Holy moly. But it's also probably because there's a fan dub. Called, or the person's hosting, it's called Snapcube. It's amazing. They do this thing called real-time fandubs, where it's their first time seeing the cutscenes of video games. Not just Sonic games, it's video games. Uh-huh. And recently, they made the trailer come out a couple weeks ago. And, oh my gosh, it's amazing how funny it is. Like, their voice actors don't sound too much like the ones in the game, but it's so funny.
Wait,
because
that...
the way they do it is so perfect. Like one cutscene in the Sonic game.
Is it the nudes
Shadow
on Twitter
was
video?
Talking about Maria.
Is that them? Is it wait? Is it the guy? Okay, are you talking about the guys that like made that weird cursed video of like Eggman saying who posted my nudes on Twitter.com?
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Oh my god!
No, I gotta make an announcement. Shadow's up. He effed my wife. And you know what? That's it. I'm gonna eff the earth. My super laser piss. Except I'm not gonna piss on the moon. I'm gonna go higher. I'm pissing on the moon.
I remember
like
that.
That Obama, I pissed on the moon.
I didn't understand any of that. Just I really
you
don't.
You have 24 hours before the piss droplets hit the fucking.
Just...
So get on my side before I piss on your tube. That was so funny. Oh my gosh. You have to watch it. If you're not a Sonic fan, you're still gonna love it. Like, one scene in that game, originally, it's an emotional, Maria, don't go. Don't send me to Earth without you. And Maria's like, there's only one space phone person. I'm sorry. Bye. But then in the fan dub, they're like, it's like, it smells disgusting. Maria, you're the one who smelt it. Therefore, you're the one who dealt it. Like, oh my god, it's so funny. It is so funny. It's so amazing because the Sonic games are so weird too back then. Like, they had a NASA spaceship come out of a freaking pyramid.
Excuse me?
I know! And it's perfect because it's the first time seeing it except for the ones who are Sonic fans already. Mm-hmm. So they know at least somewhat what's going on. And it's so funny! Like, you just gotta watch it, man. They're half an hour long for the Sonic Adventure ones, but holy crap, dude. It's tons of laughs. It's so funny, because they, like I said, it's their first time doing it, so as soon as they say something funny to each other while they're doing the live fan dub, they're just laughing, cracking up at one point, especially the Eggman one. It's so funny. Like, they mentioned peeing on stuff for 10 minutes, and it becomes a whole montage of intense laughing. I'm going on about this for a long time. Basically, you just gotta watch it. The channel's called Snapcube.
Oh, gladly.
And on the playlist, there's a playlist section where there's the real-time fan dubs. You'll find it pretty easily, the Sonic ones.
Now, the last thing I'm going to tell you, or no, I'm just going to do this, and I want your opinion on it, but this is a popular image that has been seen by so many people, and it's so cringy. It's basically the Sonic OC, and it's this guy that, I'm just going to recite it to you. Name. Dark, what was it? Dark Edgeblood Sword.
Oh my god, weapon. Don't tell me it's that purple hedgehog that looks like Sonic from Smash Bros. Brawl.
Weapon
it's
Soul
that one,
Katana.
Isn't it?
No, well, is it purple? No, it's more like a reddish. It's like maroon.
I think it had like a tons of lists of multiple things of what they liked and disliked.
Exactly,
and then
it goes
like,
from like...
I'm pretty
like,
Shrek.
Like, it's like favorite band, Slipknot, favorite movie, The Dark Knight, Dark Edgelord, oh my god, Dark Edge Bloodsword, the hedgehog hates Sonic and his friends, and almost killed all of them, using their power of friendship. What the fuck? Sonic convinces Dark Edge Bloodsword to turn his life around and fight for the forces of evil with his killer katana. Jesus Christ. I'm just gonna skip that. Friends, Shaggy 2 Dope, Shrek and PewDiePie. Enemies, Justin Bieber. Quote, my heart
oh
is
my
a
gosh.
Black tormented hole of emptiness. How are you? Don't steal. What's your opinion on that?
That is so amazing.
It is.
Nostalgia, too. Oh my god, bro.
Oh, there's also this other one that I found that is, it's like basically like a silver hedgehog, but it has like very, 2001 hairstyle spikiness. Basically, all that's labeled here is their sex, their name, and then this entire bio about. Let me see. Oh yeah, the entire bio is mainly how he's the. prepare yourself for this. The sex slave of, what was it? The sex slave. Give me a minute. The writing here sucks. The sex slave. I'm just saying sex slave constantly. I'm so sorry. The sex slave of Amy and Sonic. Got it. That took me a while to understand. I know, I still don't understand it.
Hold on, Amy and Sonic?
Yeah, they're both basically the Quill the Hedgehog is basically the sex slave of Amy and Sonic.
So you're telling me there's not two, but when it happens, there's three. If you know. You know.
It also goes into detail about what happens, and I don't... It says if you want to learn more, go on his Patreon.
Oh my gosh, no wonder.
And Tumblr. So, I bet it's gonna get very grotesque here. I'm gonna try to see if I can find anything.
I mean, if it's Sonic and Amy... Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. I didn't want to know that. Well. Oh. You died there.
I'm sorry. It's fine. My phone did something really weird.
No, you're fine. But I'm just gonna tell you a bit of what I found about this child Quill the Hedgehog. So, basically, he's the sex slave of Amy and Sonic, correct? But the thing is, it goes into detail about what happens, and it's basically it's basically like a bisexual orgy. That's the gist of it. You know, it goes from, like, Sonic being like, come here, Quill, and then it goes from Amy being like, Quill, come over here. You get the gist, right?
I think so.
Oh
my gosh.
I didn't want to learn that today. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do this to you. I found this just now. I'm just giving you the heads up. Oh, Lord.
Just now? Oh my gosh, dude.
And then this is the last question I have for you, and then this will be over. Last question. What's your standpoint on Sonic's obsession with scarves?
Scarves? His obsession?
Well, supposedly, if Sonic is obsessed with scarves, I don't know how he is. You know, the only time I've seen him wear, like, a scarf-like thing was in, like, Sonic Boom, and that's it.
Yeah, that's the only time I saw him wearing a scarf. Besides fan art. Lots of fan art.
I bet there's
like
a
it is with everything.
That.
You have Mega Man, boom, put a scarf on him. You have Mewtwo, boom, put a scarf on him.
Mega Man!
You have Pikachu, boom, put a scarf and a hat on him.
Oh my god.
Freaking put a scarf on Goku, and they literally did that one time.
Corbin, have you ever heard of the fan fiction? There's a fan fiction about Pikachu having sex with Hitler.
With Hitler?
I'm not kidding you. I don't know where I figured this out or found it, but I know I found it somewhere on YouTube. Like, some guy reading it. But it's basically a fan fiction.
On YouTube?
Yeah. Basically Hitler having gay intercourse with Pikachu.
Bro, now I want to look it up. I'm really curious if it's still up. With the whole, like... Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine.
I don't know what it was doing.
Oh, anyways. Okay. Yeah, that exists.
Pikachu. Party at... A text of Pikachu, but adult... Oh my gosh, wow. That's a dead meme. How to draw Pikachu Hitler. Hitler tries to catch Pikachu. Hitler versus Pikachu. Akinator? Oh my gosh, that thing. Wow, I'm starting to get really weird results. Let me just put in the last word, fan fiction. Jesus and Hitler. There's how many chapters? Five Nights at Pingu's. Yeah, the old day Pikachu Hitler. What the heck? It's so weird.
Oh god.
I can't find it, but holy moly, there's still weird results. Wow.
I'm so sorry. Wait, you know what Hasbin Hotel is?
Oh yeah, I know. I've watched it and I love it.
Okay, so you know the character Angel Dust, right?
Yeah, the plush. That's where it all started.
That's where it all started. But, I kind of know. Well, I mean, I kind of knew, but I didn't kind of know that it would be this aggressive. But there is so much, fan art. And it's not even, there's not even fan art of him. There's no such thing as fan art of Angel Dust. It's plain out.
Yeah, there's no fan art. Yeah, it's deeper.
It's just plain out porn. That's it.
Straight up, that's basically all that there is nowadays. Jeez.
I mean, there is. Why are people so obsessed? I mean, it's like people want to, you know.
Oh, jeez. A character that's in a place that's so bad, but they can still talk trash about others. That's also somehow, like, very agitating, but at the same time hilarious.
Sounds
and very
dojo
like. I wonder why.
But yeah, it exists. I found so many images and I like to send them to everybody because it bothers the hell out of them. I find too much weird images on the internet, honestly. Like, I feel like the internet is just too scary. Like, there's even Garfield porn. Like, why? Like, why?
At this point, there's probably Gorefield. Stuff.
Did you say Warfield?
Gorefield stuff.
Warfield.
Yeah, dude, you know who that is, right? Again. I'm sorry, John.
Oh.
/ I'm sorry, John. You know that?
I'm sorry,
John. Does that sound familiar?
I remember that.
Oh my gosh, bro. I can't believe it. The YouTuber that I watched that created that, it all started when he released a movie Sonic video, and I was terrified.
Oh.
And then he released more, like, ASMR Sonic movie. I was like, what the frick? Hey, it's your old pal, Movie Sonic. Hey, what, how come you don't recognize me? What? You think I ate the real Sonic and then put on his flesh? And then disguised him as my own? I was like, holy crap! What the heck? How is Susan not taking us down? It's so creepy.
It is. Well, thank you for letting me interview you, though. This was great. I asked you a lot of good amount of questions, which were gone from, like, weird to normal to weird. I'll put all your social media and all that. Do you have a Twitter?
Sadly, not yet. But I'm planning on getting it around, like, 500 followers, 1,000 followers.
Well, I'm gonna put your social media and everything I know that you have on the internet in the description.
I just have an Instagram and YouTuber.
You
or YouTube account.
Mostly, almost everybody does. But thank you for letting me interview you. This has been a very long and great episode. Okay. Bye.